Welcome to Gravel Knits, Off the Trail, where we throw out the map and leave the trail behind. Today is Wednesday, April 27th, 2022.
I'm Kelsey, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
And I'm Caitlin, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers. My jacket's noisy.
Oh, I hadn't noticed. Oh, it is a little noisy. Jeez.
Losing the jacket.
And welcome to episode 51.
51!
It's like 50, but better.
Yeah. We kind of forgot to celebrate it, episode 50, so we're going to celebrate today.
Yes. So today we're going to be a little off topic. We're going to be a little off the trail, and we're going to shoot the shit.
Yeah. It's time to just have some fun conversations and see where it takes us.
Absolutely. And we both have had some crazy weeks, and we're coming into another crazy week. And so here we are tonight with our knitting in the backyard because it's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
And the wind is finally not a million miles an hour.
It's been crazy.
There was someone on the bike race last week from another state, and they asked, "Is it always windy like this in Iowa?" In spring, it's pretty similar, pretty typical, but that last week was crazy.
It was. I imagine, like, every environment has its unique challenges. Like, we have hills, but there are certain places that have bigger hills.
True.
But then we have the wind. Yes. So we have our own challenge.
Exactly. Like, last weekend's race was called Iowa Wind and Rock, which was very, very fitting, except a lot of people are calling last weekend's edition the Wind and Wind edition.
I like it.
Shall we start with a beer?
That sounds fantastic. Today we are continuing along the alphabet. So we're doing I beers.
Yay!
So I very promptly picked a beer that began with P. But it ends in two I's, and it's exciting, and I like the brewery, so that's what we're going to do it.
And in all fairness, the style starts with an I, and it's from an Iowa brewery.
So thank you.
It's got Iowa. It's got an I all over it.
So this is from Toppling Goliath Brewery, and it is the Pompeii Mosaic Hopped India Pale Ale.
This is a phenomenal beer.
Yeah, I think I picked two beers that Kelsey's already had.
That's okay. They're still wonderful, and I'll gladly drink them anytime.
Perfect.
Because then I get to talk about beers I enjoy, and I actually know and can talk about.
Huh. It's like sweet forward.
Mm-hmm.
But not fruity. So just a little sweet at the beginning.
Huh. It's got a little bit of that bitterness, a little bit of like the farmhouse funkiness. But it has a general like underlying sweetness. You nailed it.
Thanks. You did too. I would say it's very balanced. It's kind of playing with a bunch of different flavors.
Ooh, it features mango and pineapple hops. Hop flavors with a medium-bodied feel to tantalize the senses.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Totally just spilled beer on my lap. It's okay. Not the first time.
Sorry.
I was looking at the can and, like, looking out and seeing what was on it.
Yeah, but that's Toppling Goliath. Pompeii.
It's good. It's an India Pale Ale. Mosaic hops. Pretty darn good for Mosaic hops.
It'll be fun to see if we choose it when whoever gets pee. Like, forgetting. And then we wouldn't even notice anyways. We'd be like, we've both had this before.
Oh, this is a good beer.
But Toppling Goliath does Sudosu, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They do the Sudosu, and we had another one in theirs not terribly long ago.
Mm-hmm. But Sudosu is wildly popular.
It is. It's one of the best, like, well-known, smaller but larger craft beer producers. And that beer hits the top of the charts in a lot of different places.
I can see why. It's yummy. Now that we jumped into our beverages, Or sorry, now that we have our drinks, how are you, Kelsey?
I'm pretty good. It's been a lot. I took a mental health day today.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. It was necessary. It was needed. And it was so good. It was finally warm enough and the sun was out today. And went with one of my friends on a wonderful bike ride. And finally went for something that's starting to feel like some kind of distance.
It was with a Barb that we interviewed.
Yes, it was with Barb. It was Barb of our beer Barb.
Yeah.
And we had a great time.
Yay.
And, you know, it was just a really good day to enjoy the sunshine, enjoy being on a bike, enjoy not being near a computer or really any other people.
Nice. I'm glad you had a good mental health day.
Yeah, it was good. It was, like I said, much needed, and there's been a lot going on with some family issues and race issues, and it was just nice to slow down for a moment.
Good.
Mm-hmm. So how about you?
It's been good. It's been a little crazy. Like, crazy good, but then also a lot of just stuff that I've got to get done, and it's really easy to get, like, stuck in that. And then, like, last week I was stressed out about a few things I had to do, and then they were both just fine. But, like, I like, lost sleep over it, and then, like, I was telling Brian, like, I lost sleep over losing sleep. Like,
oh, absolutely. That is definitely, like, definitely a thing.
Yeah. I was, like, so, like, worried about not getting enough sleep that I couldn't sleep. So silly.
Good reminder that sleep is good.
Sleep is so good. Get sleep. It was very important.
That was part of my mental health day. I took a few extra hours of sleep.
I'm hoping that will happen this weekend. We're going to Illinois for my sister's wedding reception. So she got married in Colorado, but it was like a family-only ceremony, just an abundance of caution, and it was a lot of fun. But now she wants to celebrate with all her friends, so we're going to do that. Yay. In Illinois, which is where she was before she moved to Colorado. So hopefully I'll get to sleep in one of those days.
Hopefully so.
But at the same time, I, like, kind of want to take my bike and just get up early and go bike by myself. I don't know.
You should. Be like, hey, this is home from a different perspective.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
When was the last time you rode in Illinois?
The last time I rode in Illinois was with my grandpa, actually. I just called him, like, kind of out of the blue, and I was like, when's the weekend that my husband and I could just come down and ride with you? And so that's what we did. And then it ended up being really freaking cold, and my husband and I were freezing, and my grandpa's like, yeah, the cold's really never bothered me. So tough.
That's so cool.
But it was really fun, and, like, we took breaks, and you talked, and talked about Harvard. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so it's Harvard and Hebron are, like, right next to each other, so we kind of biked around that area. That's cool. And they're doing cool things in that town.
Nice.
So, yeah, that was a great question, Kelsey. That makes me feel nostalgic in a really nice way. Because I'm glad that we did that.
That's good. It's a good thing that you had that opportunity with your grandpa. That mm-hmm. was good. There's a lot, over the last weekend, there are a lot of guys on the race who were in their late 60s.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but then there's so many people complaining about how old they feel, or they're not even close to that. But it's so awesome to be able to enjoy an active lifestyle. To me, it is.
Yeah.
As you age. And you can only, take on what you can and don't let it limit you.
Mm-mm. I love that. Let's see. I got all sorts of things that I can talk about, but I don't want to be all about me.
Well, I was about to say, kind of on that same, like,
okay, perfect
aspect, was we've started a weekly bike night for gravel riding, really with the idea that everybody can come out and do it. Whether it's the person who just started riding, which we have a few people who have just started riding, Or we have people who have been writing for years and are really fast. Cool thing is that we've separated into a short distance and a long distance.
Okay.
And then the short distance has like two separate groups within it. We've got like a faster group and a slow group. And this gives everybody an option to be able to do what they want to do, which is kind of cool.
That is cool. I guess we almost have a version of that in our little bike group because we do circles. So everyone else just does more circles.
Well, that's exactly it. It is very similar to that.
As in, everyone else does more circles and I hang out.
I'm doing a race in a few weeks, supposedly doing a race in a few weeks, as long as I have my bike together for it. And it is a 50-mile mountain bike race.
Cool.
On like a couple miles segment, maybe. So you just do loop after loop after loop.
Okay.
And
so like 20 plus loops then?
Yes, yes. Oof. And there is mandatory...
It's speedy.
Mandatory donut rollout at 10 a.m. Followed by mandatory beers or a mandatory stop later in the day.
That's fun.
Yes. So the idea is to ride in the circles until you get to 50 miles, and however long it takes you, that's however long it takes you.
Nice. Where's that at?
Sycamore Woods. Sycamore Trails.
Cool.
Yeah. I haven't ridden this section in quite a while. I haven't actually ridden my mountain bike in quite a while, but you never know. Go out and give it a try.
Yeah, why not? It sounds like it's a really, like, positive environment. I guess most races are that I've experienced, but that sounds like they're really making the effort to make it super fun.
Yes, it should be. And the only downside is that not very many women actually attempted.
Mm.
It is also that same day as May 7th is International Women's Mountain Biking Day. Nice. So hopefully you can get out on the trails on your fatty or something.
I don't know if I will, because I've got a... So it's the women's half marathon that weekend.
Oh,
so I'm doing that.
That's fair.
And then I also have a bridal shower to go to that involves a workout first.
Fair enough.
But I would love to. Who knows? Maybe I'll sneak it in. Maybe I'll just go around the block to say I did it.
There you go. I mean, your backyard has got some dirt kind of hill stuff.
That's true. I biked to daycare last night.
Because so, how could you not?
Right? So I've always wanted to pick up Riker with a trailer, but unfortunately, there's not a lot of ways to go that's not kind of like a main-ish neighborhood road. Like, it's still a neighborhood road. Mm-hmm. And I've picked up Riker passing people who do it, but it just does not look very fun to be like, I don't really like riding the road at all, but you have a lot of people passing you and... It's during, like, rush hour. But anyways, they had a mom's night, Tuesday night.
Nice.
So I was kind of, like, pouting about it a little bit. That was on Tuesday because it's, like, our bike night group that goes and does the mountain biking, all that. But I was like, this is a really cool opportunity. I've been at daycare for 2 years, and they haven't been able to do this because of COVID and everything. So I was like, okay, I got to go and meet the other moms. And there was one mom I already knew. So we'll split up a bottle of wine. It should be fun. It was like a pottery painting thing. And I was pouting. Then Brian's like, it started at 6 and it's like 5. I'm like, I really want to ride my bike though. And he's like, just ride your fat bike to daycare. I'm like, oh yeah.
Like,
and by myself, that's less scary. And it was going to be like, I think I left at 5:15. So it's at least this area of town is pretty calm by then. So it wasn't like I was dealing with as many cars and. So it did get a little fix in.
Good.
So you reminded me of that, too.
And so you picked him up last night, right?
No, so Brian actually picked him up. I just biked to the mom's night.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. That's good, though. That's still good. You got outside. Like, last night was one of those nights where we've just been so cooped up that getting outside is like the dog at the door.
Yes.
Ooh, who is it? Can I go outside yet? Can I go play? Can I go play? And last night was one of those nights where, like, it was warm enough, and there was a little bit of wind, but it was like, oh, I'm going to go play on my bike tonight.
It's just, I don't know. It's probably going to be cold again next week, so I don't want to jinx it, but It's just been a lot of that, like, we'll have, like, one nice day, and then it's cold.
And it's windy, and it's rainy.
Yeah.
I think we're supposed to have rain over the weekend. So hopefully the trails won't be too wet.
I hope not. I heard they're really nice right now.
They are. They're, like, butter right now.
And speaking of biking, I've actually gotten out a decent amount the last few days. So it's funny, like, I feel, like, stressed and I don't have time for anything, but I really did do things. So I need to stop giving myself a hard time.
So it's kind of like with our knitting, you know, squeeze in a few minutes here. And it's nice, especially when you're working from home. I'm going to go ride that 2-mile loop off of my driveway. Mm-hmm. It's a few minutes. It's something.
That's very true. It's a very good point. So Sunday, we have a friend of ours. We have this, like, among our friends bike groups. It's not, like, an official. I guess it's going to be official. We're making t-shirts, so there. We'll be official.
You will be official.
But we met in Pleasant Hill, and we biked to Bondurant, which is 12 miles and mostly pavement. But there was some construction that actually made some interesting sections. Hmm. And it starts out, like, really windy and through the forest, and then there's, like, this hill that just goes on forever, and then you're in this straightaway through farm fields for a few miles.
And those few miles feel like they take forever. That was our first, that was one of our first bike rides together.
I think so, yeah, because we went to Ankeny.
No, we went to Bondurant from Pleasant Hill from...
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A friend of ours was pregnant, and then, like, we were 3 miles outside of Bondurant, and that's the point where it's just, like, I can see it. It's right there. Yeah. How come it doesn't feel like I'm getting closer?
Exactly.
Every time I'm going home from downtown. But it looked like you guys had a great ride that day.
We did. And going to, the wind wasn't too bad.
I was impressed you guys actually went out in that wind. Anybody that went out in that wind, because Saturday was 30-mile-an-hour winds, I guess up to 50.
It was just one of those, like, we've canceled so many rides in our group because it's been just so rotten that we're like, we're going.
Good.
Yeah. And then on the way back, well, okay, so going up the hill, I did half the hill, and then that was like, the bottom of the hill was the halfway point, and I had the trailer. And so I was like, okay, I can't just give the trailer to Brian at the beginning of the hill. That's really mean. So I went, like, halfway up, and then I was like, your turn. And so he went up the other half. And then it worked out, because I really don't love going down hills with the trailer. Like, it's fine. I know it's fine. But I was like, yeah, he can go down that hill, too.
Scary, though.
Yeah. Like, by myself, fine.
Right. And hills can be scary.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're experienced by yourself, or you're with somebody else, or you've got the trailer behind you, or what. Hills can be scary.
And, like, I don't know. I think the first time I ever really, like, let loose on a hill was during a race. And I remember, like, that was when I was doing the triathlons.
Mm-hmm.
And the coach of our group was saying, like, you have to practice, like, being able to let go down a hill. And I remember him saying that, but then during the race, I'm like, oh, this is what it's like.
I see what he means now.
It's fun, but it's a different feeling, that's for sure.
Oh, definitely. And then, like, once you master, like, the downhills on pavement, going to the gravel is a different story.
Oh my gosh. I was watching a TikTok last night of someone doing a downhill, like, thing where they kept going airborne, and I was like, No.
Downhill mountain biking, scariest thing ever.
Oh, my God. I'm like, you had to land all of this perfect.
A friend of mine sent me a video the other day of this guy who rides up over these bridges and stuff and, like, does all these, like, trick riding. So where you've got, like, 6 inches or less of space over these crazy, like, heights and craziness.
No.
And no. Definitely no.
I mean, good for them. That's got to be a hell of a rush and feel so cool. But, oh gosh.
But so scary. And so crazy.
Oh, yes. In the Bondurant ride, was actually the longest bike ride I think we've ever done with Riker.
Yay!
So, and he did pretty good. At like mile 9, he was kind of ready to stretch his legs.
He's like, get me out of here.
And I didn't realize how many playgrounds you can see on the way.
There are so many.
So if we do it again, I think we'll kind of have that plan. Like 9 miles is about as long as he wants to hang out in there. And that's totally reasonable. That's pretty long.
If you go back out that direction from Pleasant Hill to Bond Ranch again, that Berwick stop is a great stop.
What's Berwick like where?
Probably about 7 miles from Pleasant Hill.
I'll have to look out for it.
It's over to your right as you're crossing a bridge over a stream.
Okay. Yeah, some of those underbridge passes were muddy, and I slipped a little. That's not my favorite sensation either.
No. So I mentioned a race earlier, and it was the race called Iowa Wind and Rock, and it's a 340-mile bike race across Iowa. And they dealt with all kinds of crazy conditions this weekend. And so what happens is they start at the starting line at 4 a.m. on Saturday morning, and they get a set of cue sheets.
Okay.
And those cue sheets will direct them to checkpoint 1, where they get the second set of cue sheets that take them to checkpoint 2, which...
Do they kind of know what the, like...
No.
No.
Nope.
That's kind of neat.
They know it starts in Winterset and it ends in Winterset.
Okay.
And they don't know anything between the two.
That's kind of my kind of race, though.
It's really kind of cool. And I keep saying no, but if I can get past, I don't know. I'm not completely saying no forever. It looks kind of fun. But that morning, Saturday morning, they're all lined up. They're all getting ready to take off. And the winds are just howling. Mind you, it was 65 degrees at 3 a.m. that morning, and it was great.
Which has been pretty good for lately.
Exactly. So everyone's freaking out, doesn't know how to dress, doesn't know how to get started, like, because there's a chance of rain. There's a lot of wind. Oh, what do I wear? What do I eat? And we had a crazy morning. Our alarm didn't go off. Well, our alarm went off, but then we slept through the alarm. And
shit.
Yep. So we were about... 45 minutes behind schedule. Fortunately, we stayed at a friend's place that was half a mile from the start line.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so Cole was able to get to the start line and take off without a problem, but wasn't able to get, like, his soul stretching eating routine in, unfortunately.
Mm.
But you brought up the mud. That's where I was going with this.
It wasn't windy all night. Like,
no, and now it's just starting to pick up.
This is what happens when you try to record outside.
I know.
Cicadas last time. Or 2 times ago, I guess, now.
If you close your eyes, it sounds like waves.
Yeah, we're just trying to give everyone some
good sounds. We're trying to go to the beach.
Yeah.
He brought up the mud, which is where I was going. And there was one road on the route. That race directors had gone partway down the road of and thought, oh, it's been graveled now. It's not just a mud road anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out the second half was still a mud road.
Oh.
And with the rain that we had had just prior, it took people a lot longer to get through that road than they thought.
Uh-oh.
I got a lot of good pictures at the end. Yeah. There are a number of different roads that were like that throughout the course of the weekend. There was a chance of, well, there was a rainstorm, like an actual pretty significant thunderstorm, lightning storm. The leaders ended up in an abandoned car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they took a selfie, the two leaders, and there was an old rusty axe in it, too. And the race directors commented on it and said, two were there, one leaves.
Should we move inside?
If we're going to, that would be the time, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, I guess we should probably say we moved locations because it just got too windy. And then we just started talking. So that's where we're at right now.
Do you think it's time for our new beverage? Are you almost
That's there? So funny. I was going to ask you that, too.
Perfect. When we sat down,
I'm like, I don't know if we're... Okay. So our next beverage is from Back Pocket Brewing.
I'm very excited about this one. I'm very happy you chose it.
Yay. They're a great brewery. They are near Iowa City. Mm-hmm. I think technically they're in Coralville, right?
They are technically in Coralville, but they're opening a tap room in Des Moines.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So that'll be neat. For a while, they had a Dunkel that was like my go-to.
Oh, their Dunkel everywhere. Is very good. It's a very solid, easy drinking, solid, good standard of a Dunkel, honestly.
So Back Pocket has an awesome Dunkel, but we are actually trying a coffee stout called Wake Up Iowa. So there's our Iowa.
Yes. This is a phenomenal beer. I can't wait to have it. They actually make a barrel-aged version called, like, the F Up Iowa.
Oh!
And it's very good.
Do they sell that in cans?
No.
Okay.
It's a, like,
I feel like I've heard it somewhere.
It's a once-a-year kind of, I think it's a once-a-year, like, bottle release kind of deal. But they will have it on tap, especially at the Coralville location and occasionally at a bait shop.
Okay. Maybe that's where I've seen it. I don't know if I've had it, but I feel like when you said that, it sounded familiar.
Actually, now that you say that, I think you might have had that, a small glass of it.
Taster.
Yep, when we were there with you, me, Cole, and Brian.
Mmm.
The last time.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
It is pretty, this version is also pretty good. I'd say it's your kind of your black coffee stout.
Yes.
It's a true.
It doesn't have any like the sugary creaminess. It is very much a stout with your standard. I don't want to say Folgers coffee because it's better than Folgers, but it's a very basic, good coffee stout. None of the flair.
Just solid coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
This is a good breakfast beer. I've had it on bike rides as a breakfast beer. It's good.
Wow, we can even hear the wind inside, so that was a good call.
We can. I think it was a great call.
It was, like, not windy until, I'd say, 7:30 tonight. Like, the whole bike ride, I really didn't, other than, like, a breeze.
We got out a little farther out of town, and it was a little windier.
Makes sense. We got a little more coverage, and we're kind of in a valley.
Right. It's in town, it was a little not quite as breezy. We stuck to the trails today to kind of stay sheltered from the wind.
Oh, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Guess that will happen.
So we didn't really have a topic for tonight exactly. We kind of figured we would wing this one a little bit. But I do have a couple FMK questions for you.
Nice. Do we want to do a quick announcement? Just don't forget about the Stash Challenge.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. That's all I have to say.
Don't forget about the Stash Challenge.
Yeah. Hashtag gravel net stash.
Yes. Perfect. Reminder that the scoreboard is on our website, the entry form is on our website, and Instagram it.
Oh, my God. I cannot forget to show you in person our part of our grand prize.
Oh.
Because it's in the other room.
You'll have to show me later.
So we have... I think we had mentioned it that the winner will get a stein.
Yes.
And then Kelsey or myself are also versing for the other stein, which Kelsey's sitting real good for that right now.
No.
Yeah, you have all those sweaters that you're going to finish. And
but your shawl right there, that's going to like knock a good chunk out too.
I hope so. It's been a good, really great experience. And it's really shown me, sorry, another tangent, but we said we're doing that tonight. It's really shown me how much I can knit, like, when I put my mind to, like, one project, because this is one project that, like, since we've had, like, the milestones, and it's kind of on a deadline because it's test knit, that I move it around with me to keep up with it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I can knit a shawl in almost a month. That's pretty cool. Even if it is a DK shawl, it's still a shawl in a month. So that's neat.
So I have to say, watching you with all your, you've got your knitting in this room, you got your knitting in that room, you got your knitting in all your places. And now you've got this project that has just like stolen your concentration in a lot of good ways.
Thanks.
But it just makes me realize on my own, I had that same situation and starting to think about, oh, I've got all these things.
You got to do what makes you happy, though.
Absolutely. Although, so for this next, I've been working on the MyoMal, which is the Make It Your Own Make-Along for Lisa Fibronymph. And my first quarter topic or subject, if you will, was the Midwest. So I did a bunch of different patterns that were all from Midwest designers or dyers or et cetera that had some connection to the Midwest. This next time I'm going with in existence, things that already exist on the needles or things that exist in my stash or things that exist in my library.
I like it. I don't know if the timeline works, but Little Cabin Knits.
Yes, Project Down Along.
Which is that Little Cabin of Knits or is it
between It's a combination of the two. Mm-hmm. They're both running it.
Yeah, you gotta do some pictures and hashtag it.
I will because I could totally have things that'll.
Nice.
Project Down Along, I think, runs until June 1st.
Oh, we have time.
Yeah,
we have okay. time. I have plenty of projects
you
for that.
You do. You'll have to jump on that boat.
Okay, I will try.
Yeah, I know. Project Down Along runs until, I think, June 1st or something like that.
Sweet.
As well as the, let's see, what are they called? The super big, like, stash down. Stash Dash.
Oh, yeah, the that's starting up.
Mm-hmm. That starts
or
at
has the, started.
Starts at the end of May.
Okay.
So between those two, and then Lisa starts on May 1st. So some of them, my projects aren't going to probably apply to Stash Down or whatever. Not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be fun.
I like it.
Oh, shoot. I'm working on this hat. And I think I kind of mentioned it before. But
I think you Instagrammed it, but I'm not sure if we've talked about it in the podcast.
I think I've mentioned the stash enhancement.
Yes.
Yep.
But not the project.
But not the project because it's a brand new project. And actually the second one of these. But I'm working with a whimsical wood winter set strong colorway, which is on a wonderful base. It's hot, her dreamy
it's really
DK
fun.
Base, which is 100% merino. It's super soft, luscious to work with. And I'm doing Samantha's happy clusters pattern, which is really fun. She gives you options for like four different cluster patterns.
Cool. I need to do some of that. That looks
yes,
super
you
fun.
Do. It is so very addicting. I made one of them over the weekend, and I'm working on a second one. But check that out.
That's really fun. And it's like random, but not random.
Right. And so the colorway, it has these little bits that are colored and essentially have like a gray on the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to the colored bit, you do your cluster.
Okay.
And then you knit again. And so it just ends up being where your yarn ends up lying. I did that's the adult medium version. And the gauge ended up working out really well. It had spread the clusters around. This is the adult small.
Okay.
And I'm having issues with the clusters wanting to line up right on top of each other.
Oh.
So I'm subbing in some of the random other clusters and just letting it knit on other bits. And
I still like it.
I know.
It
I
just
feel
adds
like
it like
just
a little,
be, it's a little
flash
extra.
Of color.
Mm-hmm. I'm cool with that.
Huh. It's so interesting how that happened.
They were all just lining up in the one.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I'll have enough yarn to do the two hats out of the one skein.
Yes.
My goal is to sell them and actually put the proceeds to Winter and Set as well.
Oh, that'd be so cool. Maybe I'll buy one.
Okay.
I finished that section.
Yay!
I'm kind of excited. This last section it's amazing how wide shawls get. Depending on the construction of the shawl.
Right. So this is your amalgamation testnet. And it's so cool.
And I was reading it today. It becomes a boomerang shape shape, but right, that's how you block it. So like, okay. Right now it's just a triangle.
It's kind of like a, yes.
But then you boomerang it when you block it.
I can't wait to see that block. It's going to be very pretty.
I'm intimidated, but I can do it.
You can totally do it. If you need me to hold your hand, I will.
It will probably involve multiple rulers. Because I want to do it right.
I want to block it to the specific exact dimensions.
Exactly. Let's see. So you need to go there. Okay. So poor Kelsey was trying to get to our topic.
Oh, I kind of forgot we were trying to get to the topic. It's all good.
So let's topic it. I think you mentioned trying to do some FMKs.
Oh, I did. Yes. I figured it was one of those topics where we could go any direction on it. And I have one biking question, one beer question, and one knitting question.
I love it.
Which would you like to start with?
Well, we can just go in order, I guess.
All right, we'll start with biking.
Okay.
My question is, which bike of your herd do you prefer?
Oh, I got that. Did you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
You can go first.
I love my fat bike. I just feel like I'm like on a cloud, but I'm also so like, I feel so secure.
Yes.
That is, love it.
Ever since I put the new handlebars on my fat bike, it is security times 10.
Nice. What were your new handlebars?
They're called Malocos.
Okay.
And they've got kind of, there's what's called a Jones bar that has like an H, but these are slightly different.
Okay.
But they kind of sweep in, have a little bit of flare, then have this extra part that comes out like this. So you've got little horns at the top.
Okay.
And it makes this little section in the middle. And then I put ergo grips on it. So I've got a flat handle for my hands to go on.
Oh, those look amazing.
Oh, I love them. I had to chop bars down a little bit so that it'll fit through the trees at Denman's.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty much perfect at this point.
That's cool. And that's nice that it kind of turns into you. Oh, thank you.
Yes. I love that it sweeps back a little bit. And I find the stability is pretty nice.
I'm going to have to look at it. So is your answer also your fat bike? Or?
No. I think my answer
is... Oh, I guess we were supposed to do one-night stand, marry, kill for all of our bikes.
Well, why don't we just finish out on this and then we'll come back to that part.
Okay, sorry.
It'll be a two-part question.
I love it.
So my favorite bike is probably my Diverge, which is my gravel bike.
Okay.
And only because I spend hours and hours and hours. It's my go-anywhere bike.
Okay, cool.
Would you like to FMK it?
I think so.
I can go first while you finish chewing.
I am finished chewing, but I'm struggling with my kill. So.
Then I would say 1, 2, 3.
So who's going?
Oh, I can go.
Okay.
My number one bike preference is my Diverge. Because
so is that your Mary?
Yes, that would be my Mary. My one night stand of a bike in my herd. Probably my fat bike. It gets a little more love than some of my other bikes. But it definitely is there. And then my kill. Trying to think of bikes.
Well, okay. So on, I didn't want to interrupt you, but like, so it's kind of perfect that you say a fat bike is a one-night stand bike. Because like most of the time they are like shorter rides.
Yes, yes.
It's I like couldn't a, help okay. it. Okay. Okay.
I like that comment.
It's like, I don't want to interrupt, but I do. I think she has a really good point.
Yeah, they're shorter. They tend to be shorter rides. They tend to be less often, but it's a good ride.
Sure is.
I'll place the other well. I would say probably my single speed triathlete. Only because I haven't ridden in like 3 years.
That would probably be my guess, actually. They're evil.
I am planning to actually take it outside this year.
Okay.
and get it some love.
And say, like, to decorate it in your yard or, like, wreck it?
No, to actually wreck it. I am really tired of
There's some really nice restaurants, like, a mile from your house. Done.
That's true.
Good.
No, I actually want to take it to my office as my, like, lunchtime ride.
Okay.
Just to have something to play with. It's too often I spend lunch, well, eating food and just sitting.
Mm-hmm.
When I could spend that hour being out doing something productive.
And your location is a really cool area.
It is. Because like, I'm right by the river, on the bike trail. And so even if I were to go do 3 or 4 miles, that's 3 or 4 miles I wasn't going to do otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially at a time where I'm starting to train for a big race and need to start putting my butt on the seat.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be good. It's like, yeah. I think that's those.
I actually learned something kind of recently about, like, I've never really followed a training program to do any of the races I've done, including my marathon.
Mm-hmm.
There's a podcast I listen to called This is Joy and Claire, and they interviewed an endurance runner, and she does like 50K races, and she was saying how it's actually better to do a bunch of like short runs for your body to build up than like trying to worry about getting those long ones in. So like their example was one of the girls in the podcast, like, she's like, yeah, I run 4 miles twice a week. She's like, actually, it'd be better if you ran 2 4 times a week. So that's like right on with that.
Right.
And I just thought that was so interesting. I never really knew anything about that. It makes a lot of sense. But
this last year, I've been starting to try to follow a training program.
Cool.
But sort of not. And one of the things I'm just finding for the most part is if you can get more shorter rides in, it's going to benefit overall rather than trying to get shorter or fewer longer rides in.
Okay.
Because your body doesn't quite have this time to recover and might not be ready to go out and do 45 miles or 60 miles or whatever. But if you go out and do 10 miles tonight, 10 miles tomorrow, 20 miles next night.
Then you could actually do like a 50-mile race with that.
Exactly.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's also like, it's so much easier to schedule a 4-hour bike ride than it is to schedule an 8-hour ride.
Yeah. Oh, this is why we need these, because we got like, I think we got a lot of little fun little nuggets.
Exactly. Sometimes we just need to go off the trail.
So my one night stand is actually going to be my mountain bike.
Yep.
I do like it. It's an older mountain bike, but it's just, I really love my fat bike whenever we go on the trails. And so there has been lately like a mix. Yeah. So I think I'm going to go with that because like I have done it on the first time I went to Deadman's with Kelsey, I rode it and I'm sure I would be fine, but I really love my fat bike and I think I am going to marry it. I know my Marin is sitting in the garage right now, like looking at, I named my fat bike Tracy and just glaring and being like, I'm the new one though.
But I'm the new one.
So Kill, I don't own this bike, but I'm going to count it anyways. So in high school, there was this event and I was actually just, I volunteered with the athletic trainers and they didn't have enough people. Like signed up for this like charity event where they got a bunch of bikes donated to do like a bike relay race. And that was my first experience with a single speed bike.
Oh, okay.
And it was even on a flat track. And I'm like, what is this thing? So that's going to be my kill. Cause like, I don't.
Oh, single speeds are terrible for flat.
Oh my God. It was just like, I'm like, I'm going nowhere.
I can only spin so fast.
Yeah. Cause I was kind of excited to get to do it because I was trying to get it. It was one of those like get a team together and like it's really hard to convince your friends to do things like that in high school, at least my group. So I think that's what I'll go with because like I just was like I thought I would be fine and then I'm like, oh, I'm not moving. So I think that's where I'm at.
Nice.
Breaking the rules, but that's I'm okay. Good with it.
It's our rules. We can break them how we want.
Yes.
Okay. Next question is about beer.
All right.
And it's, you have to order it in the styles.
Okay.
And your styles are IPA, stout, and sour.
Oh, boy.
I know. It's going to be a hard one.
Oh, boy. Okay. Do you know your answers? Oh, man.
I can do my answers. We'll go with my kill first.
Okay.
Stouts. I can only drink so many stouts.
Yeah.
And our winters tend to be heavily on the stouts. And so I'm coming to the end of stout season. That's probably the only reason I say stouts. In my seasonal beer life, stout season's coming to an end. Mm-hmm. And it's about to become, I don't know, maybe even Pilsner season. We'll see.
Oh my God. Oh.
I did have.
So many things.
I did have a seltzer today. A wonderful White Claw seltzer, and it was good. It hit the spot. The next one, so IPA or sour. My one night stand. Probably be sour. Only because sours can be so unpredictable. You're not sure if you're going to get something really bitter or something not. Yes. Sours can be unpredictable, but still good. Which leaves IPAs as my Mary. Which is why I'll come back to this wonderful Pompeii. I had it this afternoon, I had it last night, and I had it again tonight, and it's great.
That's really funny. That's funny how that worked out.
It's one of those that, honestly, there's a sushi place I go to for lunch sometimes, and I'll occasionally have a beer for lunch, and that's one of the two IPAs on tap.
Oh, nice.
I'll go with that every time.
Was that the one that we both went to and wore our shawls when we walked?
Sushi?
Mm-hmm. I met you once for sushi.
Maybe.
Okay. I think I got mine figured out.
Okay, go ahead.
And for actually same reasons, but different answers.
Okay.
So my one night stand, or my F, would be stouts. I love, love stouts. And like my favorite ones, I'm probably drinking one. So that's a good place for them.
Mm-hmm.
For my kill, it's going to be sours for the same reason that you said you would have them on the one night stand, because they are super unpredictable. And I actually feel like I'm really good at ordering them for Brian. Like, even better than Brian is sometimes. Like, on Friday, we went to Confluence, and I ordered one for him. And he's like, okay, we'll do this other one. And I'm like, I don't think you're going to like that one. And then he's like, no, I don't. It's kind of a funny story. So that leaves my Mary's IPAs as well.
Nice. Good choice.
So we kind of had the same reasons. I just swapped you.
I like your reasonings, though. They make good choices.
You too. Yeah. Your reasons also make good choices.
Okay, my last question is about knitting objects. In which you would prefer to knit? Hat, shawl, or socks?
So this is just our...
Oh, you can FMK it if you'd like.
I will do either. I just want to know what I have to...
Go for the FMK.
Oh, goodness. Okay. I think shawls will be my one-night stand. It's a good, a project, and then I wait 6 months before I do another one. I don't really want to kill hats or socks, though. And I don't want to kill shawls. I love all of them.
Okay, then go for the preference.
Shoot. I guess I could kill shawls, then. If I must. And then I would... Oh, man. This is too hard. I think if I'm gonna just choose my favorite, it's probably hats, but I like knitting all of them. Shawls, I just need little breaks in between.
That's fair.
So whatever that kind of lies on, I guess maybe you guys message me or message us on message Instagram us. And let us know what where you think my answer lies. And I would like to know. But that's hard. That's really hard.
It is hard.
I'm glad you put it in there, though. It made me think.
It is definitely something to think about. It is one that I threw in. And when I was putting it in, I was like, I have no clue how I'd answer this. My preference would be hat, sock, shawl. Which is probably the same way I would go about it.
So one night stand, hat, marry, socks.
Marry, socks, kill shawls. I love knitting shawls, but I really don't wear them.
Oh, it kills me because they're so gorgeous, and I see all these beautiful pictures of people wearing them and using them in all these other ways. And
it's either my office is too hot or it's too cold, or it's a shawl that I really enjoyed knitting, but I just don't know how to style it, or a million other different reasons.
I feel like a lot harder than all the really cute Instagram videos of people showing us how, which I really love, but then I still don't know what to do. Like, they look great. And I'm like, yeah, oh yeah, I could do that. And then I'm like, oh, I don't know how.
I don't know how to do that.
I'm glad. That's good to know because I feel that way too.
I really, really enjoy knitting shawls. I just, the practicality for me is not there. I'm starting to really try to focus in on that. What makes sense for me to actually knit? What's something I'm going to knit and use rather than just, what am I going to knit because I like knitting it? And don't get me wrong. I'll definitely knit things just to knit them.
Same.
I think that does it for my question.
Okay. I only have two. And I thought they were kind of hard. But I'm going to do it anyways. I really like my spelling of this one. My question is, what is your favorite beverage of the podcast? But I mean beverage.
It says beverage.
Oh.
Beverage.
Okay. My eyes are going a little. I really think they are because I was kind of dumb at the beginning of work from home. And I really liked having the window open, but the light against, it's just so light. And then I finally realized, even during the day, I need to turn the light on in the room. Glad I spelled beverage right.
You did. God, I need to go to our website.
It really is one E, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, I know mine because it happened in the last episode.
Go for it.
So that really helped me. But the Drecker Brewing.
Ooh.
The Heaps Coconut Milk Stout.
I'm so glad you enjoyed that. It
brought me so much happiness.
I think one of our listeners I was talking to yesterday really enjoyed your description on it.
Yes. Thank you. So good.
She rides gravel bikes.
Yay, friend. That's bike.
All right, I'm cheating. I'm pulling up.
You're not cheating. You're using your resource.
I am.
That you worked hard to put together.
What you may or may not know as a listener is that we do have pretty much every beer we've tried on our website. So if you want to go back to that, that is under our podcast beverages that Caitlin has done so lovely.
I have not updated it super recently because Kelsey has a snazzy spreadsheet. And so I copy it in there and just band the rows so it's easier to see.
Oh, I do like the banded rows. That is nice. I would be curious to know how many beers we have actually tried.
Weird to think we're coming up on 2 years.
Oh, I know.
That's so weird. I keep thinking for some reason, I'm like, oh, we're getting through year one. I'm like, no, we did that.
We got through year one. We didn't celebrate year one.
Yeah, we missed it.
I think I might say the Cookie Junkie dessert stout.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was from Confluence. That was a good one. That one, I would say a sour otherwise, but that was a really good one.
Nice. Somehow I scrolled up to the top. I had one more question. What was your favorite episode? Yeah, it's hard.
Again, I'm going to our list of episodes.
Now I'm going to betray Kelsey and say what I think probably are both of our favorite is. We had like that random question episode.
Yes.
And I thought that was really fun because then we just got to kind of dive into just those things that like you don't know if they're going to come up in a typical topic.
Right. I would have to go with one of those. I tend to like our off the trail or interview podcasts.
Yeah.
So like both Barb and Emily have been top of my list.
That was fun. Like the time flew on both of those.
Oh, I know. Next thing is like 3 hours later. What?
Oh, okay. We'll let you go. Sorry. You're just so much fun.
We enjoyed talking with you.
Nice. That's all I had. I was trying to think today, but it was kind of a crazy day, so I didn't.
Well, like we said, it's been kind of crazy, and we didn't really. I don't know. It's just been crazy.
Well.
With that.
I think we will be talking to you in our next full episode. Knit all.
The things. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Untappd as Gravelknits. Our website is gravelknits.com. You can email us at gravelknits@gmail.com. And if you so like, you can check us out on patreon.com/gravelknits. If you want, either we have multiple tiers to check out, or you can just throw us a 5 and keep the lights on and the beer's cold. We appreciate your support. You can find me, Kelsey, on Instagram and Ravelry as Bikes Brews Use, and Untappd as Kelsey J.
You can find me, Caitlin, on Ravelry and Instagram as Caitlin and Lloyd.
Please message us to let us know what you would like us to talk about, and we'd love to hear what you think about the show. Please leave us a review wherever you listen to our podcast, or perhaps somewhere you don't. And share us with a friend.
Yes, please. Gravelknits believes everyone deserves to be included and loved, regardless of who you love, beliefs, color, size, your gender, or whatever else makes you you. Please keep in mind that we are human, and while we're trying to educate ourselves, there's always more to learn. Any critiques are greatly appreciated.